hell be good. You ain't gotta tell me twice. She called me. Power through, ain't breaking the glue. Stuck together, now take it to lose. We farewell on our own, I hate waiting the news. Heart broke, my love won't shake me or loose. It's true, deja vu. Know how many days it'll take trying to shake our roots.
They ask if I'm the one like Keanu, but the question getting answered like AI shoes. It's true, it's been a few. Pivot fresh water, don't suffer no food. Took the tux on the road, we the buy in a suit. Who done got this far like it was just something to do? And did pistol pop, gunshot. Today I pray for you. Balls in my word, all I got. I won't break them for you. Don't stop, don't stop. Why would he ever do it? Granny said he'll be good. You ain't gotta tell me twice. She called, left a message. She called it, left a message. Chicago, left a message. Chicago, left a message. We called it.
Granny said it'll be good. You ain't gotta tell me twice. Tommy said we'll be good. You ain't gotta tell me twice. Squeaky said we the ones. And I think he was right. Apologies to my lady for the time she told me twice.
Hey kitty, I'm home. Do you want some dinner? Okay, okay. Here you go. Okay, so you don't want dinner. What do you want? Treats? Catnip? Dude, I don't know what you want. I'm just going to turn on the radio.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's what you wanted? I guess I'll have to tune in more often.
Hey, man, you seen that bear go by here?
A bear?
Yeah, man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Aw, oh, come on, man.
Yeah, man, he had a shovel in his hand, too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket, too?
No, man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Oh, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Oh, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know, and like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, man?
That's right. Yeah, smoke. Like in fire that could burn up this place.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's why the bear, he says, only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, I know that bear, man. What's his name again?
Smokey Bear.
Well, why do you need him for, man?
Because I need a ride back to the city.
A public service of the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some things to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 13th, join the GSA for a drag ball fundraiser happening in Mills Dining Hall from 12 to 2 p.m. Also happening on Monday, join the Office of Global Education for study abroad tabling happening in Hunt Union Lobby from 2 to 3 p.m. Finally, join Activities Council for a night of Chuck's Comedy Club happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the waterfront. On Tuesday, join Art and Scope for their general meeting happening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in Fine Arts 164. Also happening on Tuesday, join Activities Council for a game of Trivia Tuesday happening in the Red Dragon Theater from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Office for Equity and Inclusion for guest speaker Carmen Perez Jordan presenting Collective Heritage, Honoring the Past, Inspiring the Future. This will be happening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. in the Great Room of Lee Hall. On Thursday, join the Criminal Justice Club for a game of Jeopardy from 5 to 6 p.m. in Fitz 206. On Friday, join the Activities Council for their general body meeting happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Hunt Union in the Leather Stocking Room. So happening on Friday, join Badminton for their general body meeting happening from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in Chase. On Saturday, join Club Odyssey for their third annual Pumpkin Palooza happening in Miller Plaza from 7 to 10 p.m. On Sunday, be sure to join the Ultimate Frisbee team for their practice happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in the intramural fields. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone.
We'll be right back. Welcome. Welcome to Obscurities of Magna Chanel. I'm your host, Magna Chanel. This is going to be a Halloween episode. It's going to get a little crazy, but it's going to be good. I have some spooky stories planned for you after in a little bit. I love Halloween, my favorite holiday. So it's going to be a good one, hopefully. Up to you, though.
It's almost time, kids.
It's up to you. I got a bunch of stuff from soundtracks and stuff gonna be playing. I got my samples ready, the scary ones. Tune in or don't. This is, Tune In or Don't. This is Graveyard by
The yes.
Yes. How are we feeling, Wony? How are we feeling? Ha ha ha. Yes. I'm very excited for today. I'm very, 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 very excited for today. So, we're going to go with it. We're going to keep it going. Got some good stuff planned. So, here you are. Mwahaha.
Down, I take TCP in, man.
Hey, you know what they say? See a ball to get that booty yak him. Lay it down or smack him, yak him. Oh, got to be.
I beg your indulgence, my friend.
I bid you welcome.
And now, I'll leave you. Do.
kind of strange, I can still be seen. I don't know why, I don't know why. I guess these things have gotta be. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Yes, I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. But I got a brand new rose in town. See the sun, it shines. Don't get too close, or it'll burn your eyes. Don't you run away that way. You can come back another day. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Yes, I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I got a brand new rose in town. I never thought this could happen to me. I feel so strange. Oh, why should it be? I don't deserve somebody this great.
Busy, are you? I'm awfully glad you asked me that, because I just happen to have 220s and 210s right here in my wallet. I was afraid they were going to be there till next April.
What do you want me to do about it?
Dear child, be brave. No matter how hopeless it all seems.
I hope you will find this comfortable.
You know what I'm going to do to you now?
No?
Did you ever see an animal's skin?
That's what I'm going to do to you now. Tear the skin from your body. Slowly. Bit by bit.
To die. Be really dead. That must be glorious.
It has been a good game.
You have the slightest idea what a moral and ethical principle is, do you?
Tight.
fight with you. Don't hear me. In here, that means that you work. That means don't.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
You're coming here, a secret.
I am Dracula. I bid you welcome. To die, to be really dead, that must be glorious. I never drink. Why? The spinning his web for the unwary fly. The blood is the light, Mr. Redfield. The strength of the vampire is that people will not believe in him. There are far worse things waiting man than death.
Your will.
You have the slightest idea. Hear me typing, whether you don't hear me. That I am working, that means don't come in. How do you think you can handle that?
A little slow tonight, isn't it? I love the little son of a bitch.
A long time ago, in a little town called Sleepy Hollow, there was a school teacher named Ichabod Crane. Now, Ichabod was a tall, skinny man who was quick to use a ruler on naughty scholars. Ichabod didn't live in the town of Sleepy Hollow. To get to his house, he had to ride his skinny old horse through the woods. He had heard stories that there was some kind of a ghost that prowled through the woods. Being a learned man, he put no stock in such tales. One night, Ichabod stayed in town very late at a party. As the evening wore on after lots of food and lots of cider, the folks started telling ghost stories, and they got around to talking about the ghost in the woods outside of town. The story was that the ghost was a rider on a big horse that actually snorted flames and smoke, and the rider, he was a huge man who had no head. Finally, it got to be very late, and it was time to go home. Now, old Ichabod wasn't exactly scared, but then again, he wasn't too keen on riding through those woods this late at night. Well, he got on his skinny old horse and started off for home. As he rode through the woods, the full moon shone with an eerie light, making all kinds of spooky shadows. An owl hooting in the distance didn't make him feel any better, so he urged his old horse to go a little faster. Was it a dog? Maybe a wolf? Suddenly he caught a glimpse of a strange orange light, and it was coming straight toward him. Now Ichabod was terrified. He tried to make his old horse go faster, but the strange orange light was coming closer and closer. Could it be? Yes, it was a rider on a horse. The horse seemed to breathe smoke and flames, and now the schoolmaster could see better. The horseman had no head. In fact, the rider's head was carried before him on the saddle, and he was laughing. The craziest laugh you've ever heard. The headless horseman was coming very close to Ichabod now. He could feel the heat from the horse's fiery breath. They raced through the woods. The goblin was laughing. Ichabod was screaming. It was some wild scene as they raced along the little trail that led to a little bridge near the church. Just as they came to the bridge, the headless horseman suddenly stopped. His horse reared up. And what happened next is the scariest part of the story.
With YouTube...
...idea what a moral and ethical principle...
The next day, Ichabod's old horse was found near his master's gate. But the saddle was missing. Later on, down by the old wooden bridge, they found Ichabod's hat. And close beside it... a shattered pumpkin.
I'm a mechanical man. I was built in a factory. My serial number is 08456712. Anybody know a robot girl?
ever see an animal skin, Hjalmar?
That's interesting.
What?
Some people would have you believe dinosaurs existed millions of years ago. It's just not true. God created the Earth 6,000 years ago. And I tell my kids, you have to remember, dinosaurs and human beings lived on the Earth at the same time.
What, like the Flintstones?
Hello, Oney. It's been a while since we've talked. It's been quite a while since we've talked. Yeah, I think I'm going to end a bit early today, towards the later half of the 5 o'clock hour. Yeah, going to end a bit early and make a big meal for myself. Make a big meal for myself. So, yes, I'm going to continue. I'm going to keep it going. I got some more stuff planned for this hour. Yeah. Here we go. This is New Jersey versus Valhalla by a band called Orchid. This is one of the greatest hardcore. Oh, man. Emo Violence. It's a great song. One of my favorites. New Jersey versus Valhalla.
afternoon, gentlemen. I am a HAL 9000 computer. I became operational at the HAL plant in Urbana, Illinois, on the 12th of January, 1992. My instructor was Mr. Langley, and he taught me to sing a song. If you'd like to hear it, I can sing it for you.
Yes, I'd like to hear it, Hal. Sing it for me.
Have you ever retired a human by mistake?
No.
But in your position, that is a risk.
Could learn from this guy, Guy. He's a goddamn one-man slaughterhouse, that's what he is.
I'm nervous, but why do you think I'm mad? My senses are very sharp, and above all, my hearing is extremely acute. Does that make me mad? Listen how calmly I can tell you the whole story. I love the old man. He never wronged me or insulted me, nor did I desire his gold. I think it was his eye. It resembled a vulture. Covered with a film. It made my blood run cold, so I made up my mind to take his life. Every night, about midnight, I turned the latch of his door and opened it. When I had an opening large enough, I put in a lantern, all closed, so that no light shone out. Then I put in my head. Oh, you would have laughed to see how cunningly I did it. Very slowly, so that I could see him as he lay on his bed.
Would a madman have been as wise as this?
Then I opened the lantern so that a single ray fell. on the vulture eye. But it was always closed. One night, as I opened the lantern, my thumb slipped on the fastening. The old man sprang up, crying out, "Who's there?" For an hour, I didn't move a muscle. I didn't hear him lie down. He was sitting up, listening in mortal terror. I opened the lantern so that a single dim ray fell upon the vulture eye. It was wide open. I grew furious as I gazed upon it, all a dull blue with a hideous veil over it. So, is it? What you mistake for madness is just over-acuteness of the senses. And now there came to my ear a low, dull sound, such as a watch makes when wrapped in cotton. I knew that sound, too. It was the beating of the old man's heart. The beating grew louder and louder. The sound might be heard by the neighbor. With a loud yell, I leaped into the room. He shrieked once. Only once. Back to the floor and threw the heavy bed over him. For minutes, the heart went on. But at length, it ceased. The old man was stone dead. Now I took wise precautions to conceal the body. First, I dismembered the corpse, then took three planks from the flooring and deposited the remains. I replaced the board so cleverly that no sooner I could detect anything wrong. It was still dark when there came a knocking on the door. I opened it, and three policemen entered. The shriek had been heard by a neighbor who called them to investigate. I smiled and bade them welcome and invited them to search. As the room had been restored to perfect order, I had nothing to fear. In my confidence, I brought chairs and asked them to rest, placing my own seat on the very spot beneath which reposed the victim. For a while, I was perfectly at ease, answering questions cheerily. Before long, though, I felt myself getting pale and wished they would leave. My head ached, and a ringing began in my ears, but still they sat and chattered. As the ringing in my ears grew louder, I talked in a louder voice. Now, a new noise came to my ears. The low, dull sound that a watch makes when wrapped in cotton. I gasped for breath and talked more quickly. The noise increased. I rose and argued about trifles, making wild gestures, but the noise grew even louder. Pace the floor. Will they never leave? I felt I must scream or die. Loud.
I think that moshing is a sign of what Christians would call the apocalypse.
Great gnashing of teeth. Feast, bring a sand here.
Spell it off by the apocalypse.
Great gnashing of teeth. Feast, bring a sand here.
Spell it off by the apocalypse.
Great gnashing of teeth. Feast, bring a sand here.
Spell it off by the
getting into.
Are you the
Wony?
You're not even the fart.
Tune into WONY 90.9 FM on the
fart. Answer.
Ah, shut up, loser.